from the temporary overlord Pubabari on the space coast of Florida. This is Elcott, The Next Step. Here now, Dr. Ed Elcott. Thank you very much. That is Overlord Wapana. And welcome here to Elcott, The Next Step. It's been over 1 year since I was elevated and then de-escalated, put into probationary period, and eventually flushed, rinsed out into the street, and run over by a child in a wheelchair. That is, I was demoted from the level of overlord. It is my unfortunate task to inform you that every time I mention the word Elcott or overlord,
you got it wrong.
Wait a minute, Glory, I didn't get anything wrong.
Yeah, you mentioned.
What I meant to say was shit.
Ed's got to be a level. He meant to say every time he mentions overlord, not Elcott. What did you say?
I said, why don't you grab it and walk outside and hand it to somebody?
What a fucking...
Fuck me, that hurt.
Yeah, well, that's just what we call a modicum, ladies and gentlemen. It is a leveling that only affects the subject at that moment. You are leveled, reminded of your place. Your ego is then drained from you rectally, which is unfortunate.
Oh my God, I gotta wipe.
Go wipe off, Ed.
This is Elcott. The next step.
Thank you, I am Dr. Ed Elcott. Already I have been leveled, the modicum leveling, which is a slight modicum leveling, but it does drain back there. And as a result of that...
You said as a...
Hey, Gloria, you know what? Fuck you.
Oh, ho, ho.
Ooh. Go ahead, lay it on me, I don't care.
Fuck. Yeah.
How does that feel now? You want to keep on giving me lip?
No, I don't.
Now, Dr. Ed Elcott.
Thank you very much, Overlord Shuggy. This is Dr. Ed Elcott here, and we are at the Pubabari. This is on the space coast of Florida. Our temporary arrangement with those who are what we call an Elcott, The Next Step, Almighty Yet Tilted. The Almighty Yet Tilted are on the east coast of the United States. Those that have been lifted up and can see over their feet live on the west coast of the United States. But nonetheless, all across this great country of ours, what are you looking at now?
Well, that's a political point of view, saying a great country.
Fucking cunt.
Did you just call me a cunt?
Gloria, you know I was just messing around. Come on, man. Do you understand that all this show has turned into... All this presentation, all this lecternal that people wait weekly for, all it has turned into... Yes, I did hesitate. Fuck.
Sorry, Ed. You gotta get it right. You gotta get it good. Get it right. Get it good. It's out of sight.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling?
Well, you know, I feel fine.
Yeah, boy. There you go. Yeah.
This week on Elcott, The Next Step, I, Dr. Ed Elcott, along with Overlord Shuggy, will present to you what we feel has been the positivity and the positivity of my being demoted and re-relegated from Overlord status. And let me just say this.
You pointed your fingers if you're, you know, like you're a big shot.
Who gives a shit?
Okay.
You know what? You whore.
And I'm a whore now. Wow. We're going to have some good times.
Hee-hoo!
That was the hee-hoo leveling of Dr. Elcott. Here now, Dr. Ed Elcott.
Thank you very much, Gloria, and thank you for the repeated levelings, and I mean that sincerely, for people who may not think that I am being sincere. I do appreciate being leveled when I have been found in catoot. That is an Elcott word for faulted, or one who is not adhering to doctrine, or if you will, one who is being perhaps heretical or heretical.
In Elcott, The Next Step, the heresy is not learning from one's poobah, that is, one's past. Dr. Elcott, slowly but surely, is beginning to what we call reform and demure to his demotion from Overlord.
There was a time when I felt that I was entitled to Overlord status. I understand now that I am not, but let me say, and I am free to say this, given the fact that I was demoted, I don't really want to be an Overlord. I prefer being Dr. Ed Elcott, having this platform,
and being able to speak directly to all of you. The purities and the truths of Elcott, the next step. The only thing that I have got to admit to you is that because of the demotion, the freedom that I have is paid for by every time I say Elcott the next step, I have to stick my tongue out and sound like what we may call an imbecile or one who is imbecilic.
That's correct. Dr. Elcott, when I first met him, was a man who was on his way, a man who was ready for truth. But he was an imbecile. He was a pure idiot, sitting around fingered in an alley.
Fingered it?
You can't level me because I'm an overlord, bitch.
Yes, I understand.
Don't start crying at her, I'll lay it on you again.
Okay. We're very happy to be with you this week, and we're also happy to see that Mr. Henry has finally quit, as we say in Elcott, the next step, fingering it, looking at it, and fingering it again, meaning we are happy that Mr. Henry is back from his theater experience.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And he is back doing the job that he knows how to do, which is the Phil Henry Show netcast, the overseeing and the administration of his website, and yes, the odd voiceover and acting job in film or television. Being some kind of a big-shot theater actor, yeah, sure.
Yes. We all like Phil and appreciate him, but let's face it, you know, stay in your lane, Phil. Stay in your lane.
I am Dr. Ed Elcott.
We've had such a good time, we want to mention some of the people that have helped make Elcott the next step possible over the years, and one of them, surprisingly, is Ms. Bobby Dooley.
Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve Dooley, as you know, adhered to and oversaw a few episodes here of our lecternal on Elcott the Next Step. Ms. Dooley is now elevating Elcott the Next Step to the level of Badoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, or
Badoo-woo-woo. Badoo-woo-woo means that she is the Badoo in her chapter of Elcott the Next Step, but she is now higher, a higher rank, which is the Badoo-woo-woo. That name is derived from when people are excited, they generally say woo. Well, the Badoo woo-woo means it's a double excitement attached to the Badoo, which is what she am.
What she am and what she are, what she is and what she thar. That is
Badoo woo-woo.
Woo-hoo. Elcott the next step. From the temporary redeemery in the space coast of Florida. Brought to you by Bronson Pickles. Slap it on a burger or just eat it raw by itself. You can walk around with a pickle in your mouth and be confident knowing people are envious, not looking at you like you're an idiot. Yes, the pickle of choice. Bronson Pickles, the official pickle of Elcott. The next step. We'd like to also remind you that in Elcott the next step, I, Dr. Elcott, am a priesterly. Overlord Huggy or Shuggy is also known as, in the world of you people, Gloria Grover, and she and I are blended, what you would call in your world, married. Sometimes when I am giving Dr. Shit.
You fucked up.
I meant to say Overlord.
I know what you meant to say, but you effed it. You bent it over, gave it to it. Never mind.
I tried the best that I know how.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah!
That is a double leveling of Dr. Elcott because of a variety of perumps and ferumfrumps here on Elcott, the next step.
This leveling brought to you by Bronson Pickles, the pickle of choice at the Redeemeries around America and the world. Bronson Pickles, stick one in your mouth, look dumb, be humble. As I was trying to say, and I did not put it very elegantly, Overlord Shuggy is also known as Gloria Grover, and she and I are blended, which in your world means married. Although it's not quite the same.
You just said not the quite the. You're sounding like a drooling idiot.
You know what, Gloria?
What? You want to tell me to pound it in my ass?
Yes, or I can pound it up there for you. Oh, wow,
you're talking about anal.
No, I'm not. What a filthy mind you've got. I I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and the only thing that I can say in my defense is that I have been leveled so frequently, and I have attained, even though I was de-escalated, the level of Overlord, that now when I am leveled, I can sound like a man who has his wits about him. I can walk away very elegantly and very proudly and not hold a rag to my...
He was going to say hold a rag to his rear end so it doesn't look like he's...
Like I shit myself.
That's right, but now you have to be leveled because you sound like something out of an alley. Oh, did you want to tell me to fuck off?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Yeah! Dr. Elcott now has been leveled so frequently on this edition of the Lecturnals of Elcott the Next Step that he has to go into the bathroom now and take a shower and clean off. I'm Dr. No, I'm not. Fuck.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm Overlord Casper. You gotta be leveled. Oh, come on, give up. Give me a break, huh?
Give it a break.
All right, Casper, you did your job. Now get lost. But I'm Overlord Casper. I said to bug off.
Dr. Il... Oh, fuck.
You guys, do you know what? You lost your ability to talk good. We have to suspend this week's Elcott the Next Step because Dr. Elcott can't form a word. I've got Overlord Casper. I've got Overlord One Eye. None of these guys are
worth the pants they get into in the morning.
You guys spent too much time betting NC2A football. You butts.
I take grave exception to that.
I don't care what you take exception to, hillbilly.
I'm sorry. You hillbilly. Don't you understand, Gloria? People think that Elcott the Next Step is nothing more than a torture chamber now. All it is administering pain.
That's right. That's what I want them to believe.
Elcott the Next Step. For a transcript of this program, never mind. Don't write for one. You don't want to know. You don't want to read this shit over again, do you? You heard it once. You don't need to hear it again, do you? I just think that I'm the announcer.
Yeah, announcer. You overstepped your bounds, announcer.
Elcott, the next step. I'm Bud Dickman.
Bud Dackman?
Dickman.
Dick? God, I wish I could level you.
Yeah, you can, on account I'm not Elcott, dickhead.
Elcott, the next step. For a transcript of this program, write to Elcott, in care of Whampoa University in Whampoa, New York. And a transcript will be delivered to you. It will be filled with vulgarities, obscenities, and the like. But it's your party, okay? You call the dance. I'm just the fiddler.